Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone. I'm so glad that you are up. What an amazing weekend. We've got our warm weather, and it's just feeling good. So again, if you are just starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, I am glad you're here. I know there's lots of choices out there, and I'm so glad that you're checking in with us here. I've got, obviously, Tom Spence here. How you doing, Tom?
Doing well this morning. Looking good outside.
Awesome. There you go. And I've got Jamie Manning, part of my Kim Pagano team.
Good morning. She gets to see what it's like
in here, huh?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. And in studio this morning, we've got Jennifer Cooper Finnerty. Welcome. How are you doing?
Thank you. Welcome.
Yeah,
thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And we've got Sydney Johnson Baugh. And welcome, too.
Thank you. So nice to be here this morning.
Yeah. So, you know what? They're going to be talking about the Kentucky Derby Party, and that is May 3rd. And I went last year, 1-4, over at the Hummingbird Nest Ranch. Beautiful place. That's where I wanted like to have a party there, I'm telling you. But it's this party is all in the barns there. And we had a great time, so I'm looking forward to that. We are going to talk a little bit about that. We've got lots to talk about here. I've got JJ Virgin going to come on, and we had her on about her eating program, which I am actually doing right now. But now it's almost getting towards that time where we need our arms to look good, and she's got 6 weeks to sleeveless and sexy. Are you ladies up for that?
Absolutely.
I know. There's something about arms that just, you know, and I'm telling you, when I saw her book, I was like, oh my God. Okay, we got to get her back on for that. But anyways, she's got 5 steps, so we're going to talk to us about that. And then we're going to talk to Carlos Wallace. And life is not complicated. He says we are. So anyways, we're going to talk a little bit about that. I'm so glad that you're here with us on AM 1590 KVTA every Saturday morning from 6 to 7. And I want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show. We've got a completely different show at 2 o'clock, and that's from 2 to 3, so definitely join us. Tom, we got tons of stuff that we're going to give away here, and I want you to write down this phone number right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is give us a call, get your name in all the way through the show. We had tons of calls, and I love it. I love giving back to all my listeners. But all you have to do is give us your name, your number, and your email, and one of our team members will get back with you. Again, 419-0008. Spence, what do we got?
We do have Good Morning Cafe, a $20 gift certificate for the Good Morning Cafe. Also, Noah's Bakery back with a free dozen bagels. We have the $10 Midtown Cafe gift certificate. Along with that, May 3rd is time for the Ventura Beach Festival. Martha Davis and the Motels are featured there. We have tickets for Joey Mullen's Badfinger for you fans of that band. Great band, a lot of great hits, excellent. Come and get it. Day After Day, Baby Blue. And they were featured in the final episode of Breaking Bad, Baby Blue was. And we also have Neighboring Sounds from the Ventura Film Society coming up on April 22nd.
All right, and we've got tickets.
Yeah, Love Loss and What I Wore.
What I Wore, that's just total.
Nora Ephron wrote it, so it's got to be great.
There you go. And where is that at?
This is going to be at the
Rubicon
Theater Company. That's right here in Ventura.
Yeah, so we got lots that we're doing here. I'm telling you, if you, if anything like just, you know, stood out for you right there, get your name in. Again, 805-419-0008. Also, you can email me if you have something going on in the Ventura County and you want to get it out there. Give us a call here at the Kim Pagano Show. Email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. And we would love to spread the word for for you. So again, I do want to remind you that if you are just tuning in with us, you are tuning in to the brighter side of the 805. And again, in studio, we have Sydney and Jennifer. And welcome, ladies. Let's talk about the Kentucky Derby party. It's such a fun time. Do you already have your hats? I mean, now that I've been there last year, which it worked out, but I had to go borrow. Now this year I'm all in. I'm ready. And you guys actually have something coming up, right?
We do. We have an opportunity for ladies and gentlemen, of course, if they want to come to our pre-Derby hat party, which is this coming Sunday. Now I want to give you a date. April. We'll get back to that. Okay. Anyway, I can tell you the time. It's 1 to 3 p.m. It's at a beautiful residence in the Santa Rosa Valley. So if listeners want to come and shop and pick up their hat and a dress, we'll have both options there for purchase. And so we just thought it'd be a fun thing to do for ladies and gentlemen to get their hats.
April 13th. Thank you. But April now, 13th. Where is it going to be in Santa Rosa Valley?
It's at a private home off Santa Rosa Valley. And if folks are interested, I'll leave my phone number or website, and they can contact me, and I'll give them the address.
Okay, perfect. So again, for anybody that's just joining us right now, we are talking about the Kentucky Derby Party. That's May 3rd, 1 to 4. It is going for, Loving Heart Hospital. Hospice Foundation is really presenting it, correct? And so tell us a little bit about what you guys do there and tell us a little bit about hospice.
So the foundation serves patients at the end of life and families. So, and obviously end of life care is very expensive and not, you know, all of us I think would like to think we leave this earth and all of our matters are taken care of financially, and so the foundation is really able to come in when families are financially needy and help with end-of-life care, and that can range from caregiving, skilled nursing facility days.
It really just takes the burden off the family, right? I mean, you're already in such a hard time, and here somebody, you know, I call them angels because there are people that are just brought into this world to do that, and it amazes me, you know, the comfort that they give the families, not only the patients.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I call them, and you're right, I call them angels on earth. I mean, hospice nurses are really, really unique.
Yeah.
So they can come in and really just help the whole family, not just the patient, because when you're losing somebody, that obviously impacts the whole family.
Yeah.
And so the foundation is able to provide, we're a small foundation, but we're a very generous foundation, and we're able to help with things like I mentioned, caregiver relief, respite care in a skilled nursing facility, grief counseling. We can cover medications not covered by insurance, burial assist.
Is there a cost for a hospice? I mean, a lot of people think that that's, you know, something that, is there a cost for it? How does that work?
There is a cost, and it really depends what your insurance status is or if you don't have insurance at all. And so those are things that we evaluate as patients come to us and families come to us. Obviously, we're not here to help families that financially can afford hospice care, but we are there for families where there just is the resources aren't there.
And even families that do have support for that, there's grief counseling, mm-hmm. there's other groups and support that we can come in alongside and help out with those families through the foundation.
So are all of the proceeds from the event going to the Loving Heart Hospice Foundation?
They are. And the beauty of this foundation is, and I've been in the nonprofit industry for many, many years, the beauty of this foundation is 100% of the proceeds are raised assist families.
And I love that when it's a win-win. You know, I mean, people can go out and enjoy themselves at the same time it's going back to a great cause. You know, I have to say, you know, to me, you know, as years get on, okay, and all my listeners out there, you know, maybe you feel the same way. It's about celebrating life. It really is. Every day, that's what we talk about here. Every day is a gift. And we have the choice to deal with it in a positive way or a negative way. And I love what, you know, there's foundations like this that can make our life better. We need to go out and reach out to these different facilities that can make our life easier instead of, you know, thinking that we have to handle it all on our own. So give out your information, how people can find out about your foundation.
Well, our website, which is lovinghh.com. lovinghfoundation.com. Again, lovinghfoundation.com. And then our phone number is 805-222-4673.
Wow. Okay, great. And so let's talk about Kentucky Derby Party. Where is it going to be at?
It's going to be held at the Hummingbird Nest Ranch out in East County in Simi Valley.
Okay. And how do we get tickets?
You can get tickets at either of those, the website I just gave or the phone number. So either way, leave a message or you can purchase tickets right online.
Okay, perfect. And what are we going to be doing out there besides gambling?
We are going to be having lots and lots of fun. Okay. We've got mint juleps. We've got bourbon sours. We've got lots and lots of wonderful, wonderful appetizers going on. We will be having some live horses this year that will be doing some entertaining for us outside, and then some other horses. And we have, of course, the wonderful hat contest, which you got to see last year.
That's right, yeah.
And we have silent auctions. We're having some live auctions. We've had amazing donations this year. And so gaming, we also will be having some casino gaming going on, and
horse racing, horse betting.
Yeah, okay. There you go. I know. It's so funny. I was there with a group, and I kept betting, and I would win some and lose some. But one guy, he's like, yep, won again, you know. And I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, can you share your bets with us? But yeah, it was a really great time. So, Jamie, you had a question.
Yeah. What are you guys going to be auctioning off during the live and silent auctions? Do you know yet?
We do. Actually, so many things that my head just fills when I think about all those things, but it's going to come together beautifully. I'll give you an example. We have a beautiful pair of cowboy boots donated by the Wharf in Ventura.
Nice. Okay.
And I mean, they are beautiful. So, and they will obviously provide the size of the person who wins.
Okay,
that.
I was going to say, what size are they? You know, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, very good.
And we also have a gorgeous wine barrel Lazy Susan that's made by a local crafter. Yeah. So he made a Lazy Susan out of wine barrels, and it's gorgeous.
I would like to donate a haircut and blow dry. I am a hair therapist in Westlake, and so I would like to donate that.
Thank you.
So I do hair therapy, and that will include a conditioner and everything. So I'll get that for you.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So definitely. All right. Well, again, Kentucky Derby Party, that is May 3rd, 1 to 4. Get your tickets. It's a great cause. It's about celebrating life. And when you're at that point, you're going to need some people in your corner. And that's what it's all about, having a support team.
One thing I'd like to add is that we kind of have a little bit of incentive for getting your tickets early. They will be $75 until the 18th of this month, and then they do go up to $100. Since you're going to be coming and have a good time, you might as well get your tickets early.
There you go. All right, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. When we come back, I've got somebody, JJ Virgin, and we're going to be talking a lot. She's got a lot of different things that I'm working with her eating program right now that we had her on a couple weeks ago, and now 6 weeks to Sleeveless and Sexy. It's that time. So I hope that you stay with us. Let's give something away right now. I want to tell you, let's give away a Good Morning Cafe. They're located off of Arneal in Camarillo. And not only are they one of the friendliest cafes in Camarillo, but it's a mom and daughter team. I'm all over that. And so let's give a shout out to Christine and Shayna and tell them that you listened to them and learned about them on the Kim Pagano Show. Go there, try their cinnamon rolls, their French toast, their chili verde. Every day, they're all made fresh. And so 6 to 3, breakfast, lunch, and takeout. So definitely join them. All right, let's do that. 419-0008. When we come back, we've got JJ Virgin. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and I hope that you got your name in. We've got lots to give away. In fact, Tom, let's do something else. What's one of the shows that we'd like to give tickets to?
I'd like to go with Little Badfinger here. It's a great band. I just played a couple of their songs yesterday, coincidentally,
and
we're going to have some more coming up on the show. Joey Mullins, Badfinger, Day After Day. Come and get it. Very Beatlesque in their presentation.
I love it.
I think that'd be a good choice, and that is going to be at the Canyon Hills Club on April 19th.
Oh, there you go. It's coming up. I can't believe how fast this. It's like we're already into April. Anyways, all right. Our next guest. I'm really excited. JJ Virgin, 6 weeks to Sleeveless and Sexy. Not only that's not her only book. She's got lots of things that she's doing, and I welcome her on our show today. JJ, are you there?
I am.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here this morning. And I started reading all these things and I'm like learning more about you. And my heart goes out to you for your son. I'm not sure if you feel comfortable talking about that, but thank God he's doing better. And you're like a mom like me. I would never give up on my kid for all the money in the world, you know?
Oh, I'm a mom like every mom. I was like, what mom would, listen to a doctor when their kid's still breathing and let them die?
Just highlight everybody in just a couple minutes. We'll just spend on that and then we'll go into Sleeveless and Sexy. But, so what happened to your son?
I actually love talking about this story because there's so many lessons that are so critical that I want other parents to hear. The biggest one being you must be your own child or family member's advocate. So my son was a victim of a hit and run. He was crossing the street at dusk. It turns out in the area we live, we have something called the Starry Night Ordinance, where they don't turn the streetlights up bright so you could see the stars. Is that the most ridiculous thing?
Okay.
So it turns out we have one of the highest rates of hit and runs and fatalities. And I'm like going, how come we're still like dimming the night lights?
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, that's a whole nother story.
Yeah, we'll have to. Exactly.
But he got taken to the local hospital. He had 13 fractures, bones sticking out of everywhere. He had torn aorta, which kills 90% of the people on the scene, and within 24 hours he would have been dead because it would have ruptured, and multiple brain bleeds. When we got to our local trauma center, the doctor told us, well, if we fix his aorta, it requires a blood thinner. We can't do it without, and that would mean his brain would bleed out. So you can choose his brain or his heart, but you can't have both. And it came out that actually there was a hospital where there was a surgeon who could do this without a blood thinner, but the doctor literally said to me, he goes, listen, he probably wouldn't survive the airlift. And if he survived the airlift, he probably wouldn't survive the surgery. And if he survived the surgery, he's going to be so brain damaged it wouldn't be worth it. I'm looking at this guy.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm like, I'm looking at this guy thinking, God, I want to just,
Yeah.
And my ex-husband's looking at him, and my 15-year-old then son looks at him, and my 15-year-old then son says to him, he goes, well, that sounds like there's a 0.25% chance of him making it. And the doctor says, that's about right. And my son looks at him and says, we'll take it.
Yeah. Oh, I love him.
Wow.
And thank God, and that is the brighter side. It is about any possible chance of doing something,
Yeah. Why would you let him die there when there is any chance?
Of course, yeah. You know,
that he could make it.
Wow, and you know? And so he's doing much better, and he's progressing. And
well, here's the second part of the story. That is the other piece that people need to understand is he was airlifted to that hospital, and you know, he was in a coma. He had a ventricular tube coming out of his head. He was on a respirator. He couldn't breathe by himself. He had a feeding tube. All of that, and he went through the surgery. That surgeon was amazing, Dr. Donaire. And then they said, then he started to come, we started doing some things. You know, I have, all my friends are in the medical field, so I kind of sent out the SOS of, okay,
yes,
what's the latest? And I had literally the researchers sending me what they, you know, what they are doing and what they would do. And so we started some rub-on progesterone. He started coming out, and then we started, they wouldn't let us go past 2 grams of fish oil.
Yeah, talk to us about the fish oil. Yeah. I don't take that, and I'm going to.
You should. Start now.
Okay.
Grab fish oil. It's one of my friends is in the industry, so he actually sent me cases of fish oil. He goes, you've done more for fish oil sales than all of our conferences mm-hmm. combined. And I could, because one of the reasons I think Grant survived to begin with was he was on 5 grams of fish oil before the accident, and it turns out that fish oil is neuroprotective. It protects your brain from an injury, but your brain is made up of a very specific type of fat called DHA, and it turns out that immediately post-injury, this like just drops almost zero. It's anti-inflammatory. So you've got massive inflammation happening from a trauma, and you need this to heal, and you don't have it. So we started getting it to him, and he actually spit out his own feeding tube and
no way.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes,
I just.
And I mean, this is someone who had to learn how to eat, how to speak, everything. He didn't. He came out of this like staring into space. But
unbelievable. Well,
we started doing this behind their backs. They wouldn't let us crank the numbers up. And then when he moved hospitals, we kicked it up to 20 grams. And he called me on my cell phone, using his cell phone, like in the middle of the night, and had a whole conversation 2 days later, and I'm like,
Oh my gosh. So, yeah. JJ, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We are the brighter side, and we're talking with JJ Virgin right now. You know, my question is, can you have too much fish oil?
Well, you can have too much water. You know, you can have too much of anything, but it's just like people say, oh, well, I don't want to take vitamins, I might get too much.
You'll just get rid of it, right?
You know,
yeah.
Hey, you know, you rarely see it. I've had my son now on 20 grams of fish oil a day. They look at, you know, the Inuits and how much they're getting every day. And our problem in this country is not that we're getting too much fish oil or too many vitamins or too much water or too many vegetables. Let's be real.
Right. You know? Yeah, this is so
not,
true. Yeah.
That's not most people's problems. And you know, I would boldly say that I think everybody needs to be taking a couple of grams of fish oil a day, 2 to 5. And you just need to make sure that when you're taking fish oil, you're taking very high quality fish oil because, you know, it can oxidize. It's part of being an omega-3 and it can have heavy metals. So you take a really high quality fish oil. We have the whole story documented at grantvirgin.com and exactly what we did.
Wow.
And so you can pull it up because I want to make it accessible to everybody. And then you also want to make sure that you're taking good antioxidants along with that.
And so, what would you recommend in that one?
Well, you know, eating a rainbow of fruits and vegetables starting out there.
Right.
But, you know, everyone should take a good high-quality multivitamin, mineral, antioxidant, and fish oil formula. So it should have all the basic good multivitamins and minerals. Many of those act, of course, as antioxidants, like, you know, vitamin A and vitamin E and vitamin K. But then taking things like curcumin. Curcumin's amazing. It's not just an anti-inflammatory. It's also an antioxidant. Rosemary, resveratrol. So there's a bunch of different ones out there, and I think taking a combo is the best thing you can do.
Hmm. All right. Well, gosh, that's going to be a whole nother show. You're just going to have to come back. I love it. So we're going to talk to you about, and I'm so thankful that your son, and thank you for sharing that with us too. I was out, you know, in your area, and I heard about him. I'm like, okay, oh my gosh, we didn't even, you know, talk about
that.
Who
knew?
Well, thank you, though. Thank you for sharing. So
sure.
We talked to you about your other book, and I've actually been doing your eating plan, which I'm really excited. I got
you have.
I don't know if it's a hormone. I'm still not losing a lot. My husband's losing a lot, and
well,
I'm not.
Let's talk about that, though. Of course, first of all, you know, men, they just have to think about it.
Yeah. Like, what is that about? Yeah.
Well, there's a couple things. Number one, you know, we are Maseratis, they're just VW bugs.
Ah, I love it. Okay.
There's a lot of complicated stuff going on here. And the first thing is, of course, they're built to burn fat. We're built to store fat by nature. That's how we can breastfeed, have babies, all of that. So they have higher metabolic rates because they have more muscle. So when you look at losing weight, and this has to go with having great arms, because I know we're going to talk about that.
That's right.
You know, obviously, the first step is diet. It makes the biggest difference. And the Virgin Diet talks about removing those 7 foods that could potentially make you hold on to or gain weight because of the inflammatory response. So that's step one. But then you have to look at, you know, is my thyroid dialed in? If your thyroid is sluggish, not only will you not be able to lose weight well, you'll also not be able to build muscle well, and it will disrupt your other hormones. So having good thyroid function, and I'll give you a shout-out. You should have this guy on your show if you haven't already.
Okay.
It's Dr. Alan Christensen.
Okay.
The man for thyroid. He's amazing. He's Gina Lee Nolan's doctor.
Okay.
So thyroid's critical. Sex hormone balance, you know.
It's to see my grandmother, my mother, my daughter, maybe I should actually look that down that road, you know.
Oh, what? All have thyroid problems?
Yes.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
And by the way, a lot of that's autoimmune, and so, you know, of course, soy, dairy, gluten go bye-bye there.
Yeah.
And stress, of course. We know that if you're under any stress, stress is going to make you more insulin resistant. It's going to make you better storing fat around your waistline. It's going to also disrupt your sex hormones. It's also going to lower thyroid. So stress and sleep are other key ones. Also, gut dysbiosis, having more bad bacteria, which can happen because you're eating sugar, you're eating artificial sweeteners, you're doing gluten, you're under stress, you've taken antibiotics or birth control pills, you end up with too much bad bacteria, and you actually extract more calories from the food you eat and store it as fat, which is just so unfair.
So unfair, I'm telling you.
Unfair.
Wow, so, okay. Well, that just all made sense right there. I love that. Okay, so question, where do we start?
Where do we start with what?
Well, I mean, to lose weight, too. I mean, I know we kind of got both of your books in here, you know, the 6 weeks.
What do I do? Okay,
yeah.
Well, I mean, here's the very first thing. First, do the Virgin Diet and make sure your diet's dialed in, because that's the biggest needle mover. And, you know, people tell me they want to have, they're like, I love your arms, you know, and I mean, arms are a big thing for me.
They are.
But let's face it, if your diet's not dialed in and you've got a lot of body fat issues, you are not going to have great arms because you'll have a layer of fat over them. So start with doing the Virgin Diet. But then what I see most people do wrong and why their arms don't look awesome, because the fastest thing you can change on your body are your arms, right?
Right.
A lot easier than legs, let's face it.
Yes.
Is they're doing little silly stuff at the gym. Like they've got those little weights. And they're lifting, doing bicep curls and tricep extensions. You will rarely catch me doing that stuff. I'm doing pull-ups. I'm doing all the icky stuff, you know, pull-ups and push-ups and lat pull-downs and bent-over rows and overhead presses and dips, big power movements. And I do the heaviest weight I can handle
for
8 to 12 reps for multiple sets. That's how you build the muscle. And I want you to think of muscle as your metabolic Sphinx.
Okay.
It holds everything in tighter. Right?
Right.
So it's going to hold everything in tighter, and it's also going to boost your metabolism, which is key, right?
Okay. Now, let me ask you, have you always, how often do you work out?
Depends what's going on. So here's my plan, and I think this is a good one for everybody. It's like, plan every day because it ain't going to happen. Right?
Right.
Let's face it. It's not going to happen, so just plan every day. And so, if you get in 5 times a week, that's great. Here's what I think you should spend your time doing. You should do resistance training for major muscles. I divide the body into upper body pushing, upper body pulling, hips and thigh, and power core. By the way, you can get a free workout that does this. I just thought about this. JJsFitClub.com. I give away free workouts that are 15 minutes. So if you tell them you don't have time, BS.
Okay.
But anyway, so you should do resistance training of each body part at least twice a week. Three times is better. And then the other thing you need to do is some burst-style cardio training. Where the other side where I think that women make boo-boo is they don't do resistance training because they're afraid of getting bigger. You will not get bigger. You'll get tighter and therefore smaller because it's going to boost your metabolism and hold everything in tighter. You do not get bigger from lifting weights. You get bigger from doing loads of endurance training because it burns up your muscle and makes you hungry. And it taxes your adrenal and screws up your hormone function. I do not do any endurance training. I don't believe in endurance training. Sure, go ahead and walk for an hour a day. That's not exercise.
That's for your heart, really, and you're right.
Well, we need to move every day about an hour a day. Now, if you want to count part of that movement as exercise, you have to get hot, sweaty, and it should hurt a bit. So we should be moving. Like right now I'm talking to you, I am meandering through my studio house,
okay,
walking around. Now, that's great, but that's not exercise.
Correct.
If you want something to count as exercise, you have to get out of breath. It should hurt a bit. You should get sweaty. And so for me, the only cardio I do is what I call cardio burst training, where I will do a couple minutes of warm-up to get blood flow going, and then I will go all out, whether it's on a Stairmaster, on a bicycle, sprinting, running stairs at a hotel, my favorite, 30 to 60 seconds, all out of breath, can't keep going, and then I walk it off for twice as long, and I do it again so that I accumulate 4 to 8 total minutes of hard stuff, and that's the workout. And it takes you, you know, 15 to 30 minutes as opposed to an hour, and it's way more effective. It doesn't stress your adrenals out. It actually teaches your body how to handle stress better, right?
Okay.
And it's fast.
I like it, Tom.
Yeah, because most people don't work out because they try to use the lame-o excuse that they don't have time.
Right? We all have time, right? And we have time to invest in our life. That's what it's all about. Anybody just joining us right now, AM 1590 KVTA, Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with JJ Virgin. 6 weeks to sleeveless and sexy and the Virgin Diet. Eliminate seven ingredients, right? In seven days. Yeah, seven foods.
7 foods is 7 pounds, just 7 days.
There you go. Tom?
It's funny because I used to lift rather heavy in the olden days, and I still lift a little bit these days, but 100% agreement. People really don't get it. One of the things about exactly what you're talking about, skipping rope. Skip rope for 5 minutes if you can.
Oh, it's so hard.
And people who do hour-long aerobics, Zumba, whatever they are, can't. It is that snap killer, hard, and rope will also give you some shoulders, which is really good. But like you're saying, max out on the muscles. The back muscles are your big muscles. You know, when you do squats, hit your quads, hit your butt, and you're going to really burn calories. This idea when you see people in the gym for 90 minutes, cut it out.
And they're watching TV and they're barely
even if they're working out like mad, it's like as long as you're intense, fast, and very, very hard. And everything you say, I love this conversation.
Yeah.
It's bar dips, it's pull-ups, it's push-ups, it's planking, it's doing things that...
that take you to your limit.
And go home.
Yeah.
For crying out loud.
Yeah, exactly. Fast, fun, and you're done, man. Go home. You're done.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I love it. All right. So now that we're on our clean eating, right? I mean, because that's kind of what it is. What are those 7? I know we talked about this last time, but does that go into the 6 weeks to sleeveless and sexy?
It's actually, no, sleeveless and use the diet from the Virgin Diet.
Okay.
Once you're through the Virgin Diet, then you can, you know, move into what I recommend in Sleeveless and Sexy. But obviously, it's not the Virgin Diet. They're not all put together. They're different books.
Okay.
And then use the exercise recommendations for burst training. And I have a six-week plan for the resistance training in the 6 weeks of Sleeveless and Sexy.
Okay. Well, I love a lot of your recipes that you have in your book. I love that you tell what to do every day. I think that's so helpful because so many people need that, like myself. You know, I mean, you've been told that, correct?
What, that people want to know what to do every day?
Yes, every day, step by step. Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to have to go do a bunch of research. I just want someone to tell me exactly what I need to do.
Yeah.
We all feel that way.
Yeah, I totally agree. Jamie, you had a question?
Yeah, I just want to know, is there anything that we can do to speed up the fat loss or anything we can do to cheat a little bit?
She's already trying to cheat.
Speed it up or do you want to cheat?
Yeah.
You can't have it both ways.
I mean, what can you do to speed it up? What ways do you...
work harder, babe. Work harder, right?
No, you can absolutely speed it up. So what you do is, in the Virgin Diet... And actually, in the Virgin Diet cookbook, I have a fast fat loss meal plan. And I just have you for the whole 3 weeks. Do 2 shakes a day, 1 meal, and a snack if you need it.
So it's a 3 week plan?
Yeah, one's a 3 week plan. And then as far as the upper body, the workouts go, you know, do your burst training 3 to 5 times a week and do your resistance training. And a lot of times if I'm home, I travel about half the time, but when I'm home, mm-hmm. I go and do double workouts. I actually have a gym in my garage, but then I like to go to the gym too because I find I goof off if I'm home.
So 2-a-days?
Right? So I'll do 2 days. I'll do like weight training in the day, and then I might do some burst training in the evening, or I switch things around. I don't do it late in the evening. I do it about 4 when I normally kind of someone might reach for an espresso and I go reach for the exciser.
Wow, I love it. You have to, you know, you are what you look like, right? The time that you put into your body, the time that you put into your work, the time that you put into your...
Well, here's the thing, and this is what I tell people because they look at me and they go, you must go to the gym all the time. And I go, you know, I spend less time at the gym than most people spend commuting. It's so much about doing the right stuff, about really, if you're there, spending the time making, you know, it's hard... workouts. Don't wimp out.
Right. Okay. And there's definite exercises just for your arms, correct?
Yes. And in the book, the 6 Weeks to Sleeves is some sexy book, there's a whole workout schedule just for your upper body that honestly, if you do this in 6 weeks, and if you put this together with Virgin Diet, you will absolutely be wearing those camisoles in 6 weeks.
I love it. I love it. All right, JJ, I'd love to have you back on. I'd love to meet you sometime. We'll have to do that.
I know. But we're not that far away.
I know. I know. Well, you know what? Love all your energy and love your books. I'm working it. I'm going to show you how I can do that. So, again, thank you for being on the show. Where do people find out about you, and where do they get your book?
So you can get Virgin Diet Cookbook, Virgin Diet, 6 Weeks to Sleeveless and Sexy. You could get the trifecta on Amazon, my gosh. And then I know, like, JJ's Fit Club, you can get a workout, you can get started right away. And everything, probably the umbrella, is just go to jjvirgin.com.
You got it. All right. Thank you so much, JJ Virgin.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, have guys. A great day. All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We've got more, so stay with us. We've got Carlos Wallace coming in, and life is not complicated. You are. If you feel like you're in over your head, stay with us because we're going to be talking about how you can uncomplicate your life here on The Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. Let's give something away really quick. 419-0008, 419-0008. Write that number down. All you have to do is call. Leave us your name, your number, and what you're calling about, and one of the team members will get back with you. What should we give away?
Hey, let's jump back to food. We can burn off some Noah's bagels.
Ooh,
how about
there you go.
Baker's Dozen free from Noah's, and we have those for you.
There you go. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily. So there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show this morning. And I'm glad that you are starting your day in a positive way. We've had some really great talk here, and I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show, completely different show. And, of course, joining me today is Jennifer Cooper Finnerty, and got tongue-tied right there, and Sydney Johnson-Bra, and also Jamie Manning, part of my Kim Pagano team, and of course, Tom Spence. Our next guest is Carlos Wallace, and his book is Life is Not Complicated, You Are. Carlos, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Great, great. Weather here in Houston's great.
There you go. We got nice weather out here, too. So question, Life is Not Complicated. How did you come up with your book and the name? I love it. It's pretty simple. It's like we all think it's like, okay, it's all on our own plate, right?
Right. Well, I kind of placed that on me. You know, I came to find out a lot of the things that I worry about and get stressed about or it angers me, it's all my fault. Because I was probably just not looking at it in the correct way, you know. So that title has just kind of been with me for quite some time.
Okay. And now, is there something big that happened in your life, or what made you write this book?
Well, I lost both my parents and all of my grandparents by the age of 36. Mm-hmm. So, and in doing so, I also faced a lot of other challenges, you know, mostly in my 30s, but some also growing up. And, I just took a look back over my life and paid attention to the ways that I overcame those challenges to be the person that I am. And so it just kind of curtails those things and tells what is a good story now may not have been such a great story at the time.
Right. You know, it's interesting. I kind of look at life, I think, very similar to you. Is my dad always said, kind of like the Frank Sinatra, you know, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep going on. Mm-hmm. Because we don't really have a lot of choices in our lives, and we all have different cards that are dealt with us. And then I'm going to always go back to what my grandmother said, is that if all of us put our problems on the table, we'd all pretty much pick our own problems back out, because God gives us what we can handle, right? And it's kind of a learning journey. It's our journey. It's our cards. And so what are some of the things that you learned?
Well, some of the things there's a learning experience with everything you deal with, the good things, the bad things. It's what you learn and what you do with it moving forward is what really counts, you know, and whether it be job loss, a loss of a family member, a divorce, financial catastrophe, it's what you learn and how you move forward is the magical thing that comes from that.
Okay.
You know, and it's all about your attitude.
Right. Attitude is everything, right? I mean, it really is. Now, Carlos, so what are some of the steps? I have steps. I start my day with gratitude. That's one of the things that you can't be unhappy if you're smiling. You can't be, unhappy if you're not grateful for the things that you have in your life. What are some of the things that you can share with us that has helped you turn your life around?
Well, just looking at the brighter side, you know, you hear people complain about a job, but when you turn the news on, there's 5 million people without a job.
Correct.
So while you may think it's the worst job in the world, it's a tremendous blessing for the person that does not have one. And so you ask yourself then, would I like to trade with that person and just not have a job? And I can almost assure you the answer is no. And that goes for the car that you think you don't like until you see the person that doesn't have one.
So you know, and true, yes.
It's, you know, so forth and so on. It's always a brighter side to whatever you think is dark.
Right. Now, are you married and have children?
I'm divorced. I have 2 children.
Okay.
A son and a daughter.
Okay. And do you share this, your thoughts with them on how they can turn their lives around? Because I think that's a big thing that parents, you know, sometimes we're battling our own journey and we don't realize that we can actually be an example for our children and to, you know, be real about our lives. So is that something that you do?
I think my children are probably even more positive than I am. I mean, because even when I was dealing with the turmoil, I didn't show that to them, and I always showed them the good side, and I think that rubbed off on them quite a bit because they're both very, very positive individuals.
That's great. That's good. You know, I have the same thing. I have my children, Mom, you know, you talked to us about this before, right? And so children always will let you know, like, you know, what their thought is, and, you know, and you have to honor their feelings. So
right.
Let me ask you, now, I guess, talk to us about your grandfather.
My grandfather, if there's a picture of a Christian, it has to be him. I know people every day, they praise God and they say, thank you, Lord. And so, but he was the walking example. And I've never seen him upset. I'm not going to say he was never upset. I'm saying I didn't see it because he didn't allow things to take him out of character. And, you know, and I probably didn't recognize it so much growing up as much as I do now as a man looking back. And he was just a walking example of what a Christian is. He didn't have a hateful bone in his body. And he lived during the Depression. He lived during the Civil Rights Movement. And had every reason to be angry or upset, and he wasn't.
Right. Now, let me ask you, you know, and I'm just going to kind of go around the room here, ladies. You know, when you are taken off of your comfort zone, you know, something happens, what's your reaction? Are you able to keep it together, be able to go to work, that kind of thing? How do you guys handle it?
You know, I just try to put one foot in front of the other.
Right, and keep going.
And keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You know, we were having some community grief here. We lost an amazing educator.
I'm so sorry. I know. Gosh.
Which
yes.
Sydney and I both were impacted by. He was a mentor and a coach to our children. And so I woke up this morning with just heavy grief. And
you wonder why somebody so young is taken. I mean, it's just like JJ's son, the same kind of thing, you know. It's just, but is there a lesson? Is there something that we need to learn? Is there, you know, I would say they're needed somewhere else, you know. I mean, I lost a baby, you know, early on. And at that time, it was like I was so angry. But then all of a sudden, I realized, okay, you know, we only have a certain amount of time on this earth that we know of. And so you have to learn. You have to go on.
Yeah, some of the things that I think is that, you know, I always say busy is better, that if we sit and wallow in the sadness and wallow in the bad things, then you just kind of implode on yourself. But if you can go out and look at others and help and do something positive, then it helps to lift your own mood and your own things.
Give back. Yeah. Give back. When you're helping somebody else, you're not putting it and looking at what's going on in your life. And I think that's what we're talking about here. Carlos Wallace, life is not complicated. You are, you know, Jamie, how do you handle it?
I mean, in my life, I think it's just easiest to keep moving forward and not let things bring me down. If there's something that really affects me emotionally, I'm not going to let it pull me down. I'm always going to be pushing forward.
Yeah, that's great. And you know what? I think that's something that I always say we need our support team. We need to have people around us that you can say, you know, today's not a really good day, right? But, you know, can you help me out? Can you be there? Can you be my weight and lift me back up? And we need to do that for other people. That's what this world is all about. And making all these, you know, wherever you are, wherever you go, you walk into a store and you're buying something and you can just feel it. Can you just feel when somebody else is having a hard day and you just say, hey, thank you. I hope your day's really good. And they just go look at you like, thanks, I needed that. That's what it's all about there. So do you agree, Carlos?
Absolutely. I just wanted to share a story real quick. A couple that I knew, they were going through a real messy divorce, and they had one child, 15, and it was real messy. She had a lot to say about him, and he had a lot to say about her. And the young man committed suicide.
Jeez.
And the note he left behind was he was tired of seeing his parents fight.
Mm.
And the lesson learned, I would like to say the lesson learned there is, hey, when you have children and you decide that you can no longer live with your mate, there are other people affected, and we have to take that into consideration with how we move forward with our divorce.
Wow.
You know, and the public slander of each other, that's obviously not the right way to go.
That is so true. And you know what? I have been through a divorce, and I don't know if any of you are okay, but, you know, you want to be the rock for your kids. You want to, just because your relationship didn't go right doesn't mean that they aren't loved by two different parents and that you want to be the rock. So I love this. Leave us with a couple tips, Carlos, that we're going to find in your book about Life is Not Complicated, You Are, Turning Your Biggest Disappointments into Greatest Blessings.
Well, one of your guests, she stole one of them. The last chapter is forward, and that's what it's addressing, to continue moving forward regardless of whatever the outcome, and not to allow things to distract or hold you back, you know. And I make a comparison, the windshield to a rearview mirror. It's a reason the windshield is a lot bigger, because the windshield is for the purpose of moving forward so you can see. You know, and the rearview mirror is very small. And I said the rearview mirror is only used for one thing, to make sure you're in the clear when you change lane.
I like that. I like that. And you know what? You can't really move on to a next chapter if you're always looking back. And somehow you have to find, you know, the brighter side and, you know, put up your boundaries and move on, because that's what life's about. So where do we find your book?
You can find it on Amazon.com. Select Barnes & Noble, and of course, barnesandnoble.com, and carloswallace.com.
You got it. Well, thank you so much, Carlos Wallace. I appreciate it. Again, Life is Not Complicated. You are. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're going to take a really, really quick break, and we'll come back and stay with us. Let's give something away right now. How about some Ventura Beach Festival tickets?
Yes, we do have that coming up, featuring Martha Davis and the Motels. So Only the Lonely, Suddenly Last Summer, Take the L. Great band from the 70s and 80s. So they're going to be the big band at the beach for the Ventura Beach Festival May 3rd.
There you go. All right, stay with us. Phone number again, 419-0008, 419-0008.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and I hope that you got your name in for some of these amazing giveaways that we have here. And if you didn't, there's still time. 805-419-0008. Just call up, tell them you were listening to the show, and also put your name and number in which gift you're interested in. Also, I'd love to remind you to become a friend of ours on Facebook. We are starting a sweepstake, and we're going to be giving more stuff away on our Facebook page. Also, if you have anything going on in the 805 that you want to spread the word about, all you have to do is send an email to kim@kimpagano.com, and we would love to help get the word out there. So, ladies, we were talking a little bit about, again, the Kentucky Derby Party, Loving Heart Hospice Foundation, May 3rd, 1 to 4, over at the Hummingbird Nest Ranch over off of Cooner and Simi Valley. Great facility over there, great venue. Tickets right now are $75, and after, let's see, when do they go up?
On the 18th.
The 18th, yeah. And now this Sunday you have almost like a preview.
Right, a little pre-derby hat party, dress party.
Yes.
1 to 3.
One to three, okay, yeah. Over in the Santa Rosa Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And how do they find out about that?
Our website, lovinghhfoundation.com, or our phone number, 805-222-4673.
All right. So, Jennifer, you know, and Sydney, working for a foundation like this, you probably, you know, talk about the brighter side of things that you have really learned and dealt with.
So one thing I've learned is, you know, obviously we're all born into this life and we all leave this life. And what the Loving Heart Hospice Foundation is able to offer is dignity at the end of life. And I'll just leave you with one story. I think it's important to be able to tell our story and what we're able to do. And one was a young man that was diagnosed with a late-stage brain tumor, and he didn't have the support system around him or the financial resources, and so we were able to put him in our beautiful facility, which is in Moore Park. It's the Moore Park Healthcare Center, and when I say beautiful, it is a home converted into a skilled nursing facility. It's granite countertops, hardwood floors. It's beautiful.
Comforting.
Very comforting. Feels like home. And so he was able to stay with us. He had a young son who was 9 years old. And so you can come and be there, and it feels like home, and we have a yard and a front porch and a swing and a garden and wonderful chef on site that cooks wonderful meals. And so we were able to really provide him comfort and care and 24-hour nursing during the end stages of his life. So obviously, we lost him, but he was really able to be.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Again, I hope that everybody gets their tickets. Thank you for being angels here on earth. And Jamie, thank you for being here. Tom, and all my listeners out there, let me end our show with a moment of happiness. You never know how strong you are until being strong is the only option you have. With that, you have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us and come back at 2 o'clock here on AM 1590 KVTA. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Have a really great weekend.